everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top-quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence for an addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
And welcome back. Cattle futures quickly backed away from early market pressure today, with markets mixed to moderately higher. The buyer support was based more on short covering activity at the end of the week rather than any long-term change in direction. Stock markets were higher in light trade, the Dow Jones 23 points lower, NASDAQ up 30 points. And in live cattle, mixed trade today was seen in the futures complex, with prices stuck in a narrow trading range. Buyers stepped back into the complex based on short covering activity in front of the weekend and not based on change in market direction. This could help to bring some needed market stability back to the complex, but for now, it appears that most traders are focused on weaker fundamentals that are still driving the future movement of the complex. In feeder cattle, moderate buyer support moved into the feeder cattle futures complex following strong early pressure, which continued the downward market trend across the complex. There's expected to be some additional follow-through support based on short covering activity that is now developing, even though the overall tone of the cattle market remaining extremely weak. The push higher in feeder cattle markets posted gains of 10 to 80 cents per hundredweight. Most traders squaring positions, though, here in front of the weekend, rather than focusing on any changing direction in the market. Meanwhile, grain futures tried to hold on to small overnight gains as the morning break neared, following another week of selling. Ongoing pressure, though, from large supplies and a lack of a weather threat kept markets on the defensive this week. Corn prices remained range-bound, holding a tick above this week's 10.5-month lows when an attempt to firm fell flat. Soybeans tried to keep their three-day rally alive overnight, though, after surviving an attempt to break lower around midday in Europe. November futures held on to a fledging uptrend after making seven-week lows on Wednesday. And finally, wheat prices were a little higher today at all three markets. Winter wheat contracts held to an inside day after this week's break to new contract lows, while Minneapolis held support to maintain its small uptrend for the week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.